and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
I don't know if I want that Sunday back. I was doing laundry all day Sunday. That was not a fun day, folding all those socks. That was about 3 weeks worth of laundry. So, hey, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So glad you're with me on this beautiful Monday. Got a little cold last night. Oh, my goodness. We are definitely in for a winter advisory. We got a warning going on right now, so if you're traveling for Thanksgiving, maybe get out a day early or something. Don't want to be on those icy roads or anything like that when you're trying to get to that turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce and yams and whatever else you have to have. Ah, nice traditional sit down with family. That's the way to do it. That's what I'm looking forward to this weekend. And putting up the Christmas decorations. That's what it's all about for us. I hope you have something fabulous planned, and I want to take a little bit of a twist and encourage you to call in 884-9910 and just tell me something you're thankful for. What are you thankful for, especially living here in Northern Nevada? I thought it was kind of, disappointing. I would say, you know, here we are in Nevada, we get into the cannabis business, and not too many people excited about it, but okay. Well, why do we start businesses here and we just sell them, especially to foreign companies? Just looking at this story first thing this morning and just, wow, by John Sealmeyer over at This Is Reno. A Canadian company has nailed down plans to buy a Reno-based marijuana grower and processor for $7.5 million. Really? So we can't even... That's annoying. Why wouldn't a Nevada person just stay in business for Nevada? Because they just got into it to make that million. Oh, this is the way to go. It's all going to be about marijuana and cannabis. Let's just get it started and then we'll sell it. Kind of like that whole cell phone company thing did years ago. Yeah, we'll just start a cell phone company and then one of the big guys will buy us up. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines this morning and check in with Neil. Hi, Neil. What would you like to get off of your chest this morning?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you, what are your opinion if we ever got a libertarian governor here in Nevada? I know we're never going to do that, but what's your opinion if we did get it and that business thing? They need to keep it in Reno and leave it in Reno and not even do anything. It's a small business, and it's sickening to me, too.
Yeah, that just, it's, you just see, it's all about money. That's the only thing people care about nowadays. And, you know, that actually goes back to your first question, Neil. It's all about money. People just seem to turn as soon as they get into local, state, federal, as soon as they're elected to an office, they're always just looking at money. And I don't know what it is, if you drink the water or there's some red pill you get when you get elected. But wow, it's just we're never going to see really a libertarian, because, again, I go back to the two-party system. But, you know, if you have enough of a divide, which I think people are kind of getting there, you know, the independence that I don't want to be a part of this party and I don't want to be a part of that party, it is definitely growing. So if you got somebody in there who just had fabulous name recognition. And
yes, like Gary Johnson or somebody better, somebody who's a family man, not a politician, like a dad figure and a therapist figure and a helper to help us and not everybody else, to make us more better as a society, help us in heart, and we can grow as a Nevada.
Well, I definitely think we definitely need to grow in the heart. So, Neil, yeah. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time this morning. Let's move on to James. James is on the line, wants to talk about a meeting in Minden. What happened, James?
This is a meeting of the Good Governance Group. It is an open discussion group that we've had for years. Mm-hmm. We meet at the COD Casino in Minden, and we usually meet at 1 p.m. on Mondays. But we're trying a night meeting tonight, so it'll be the first night meeting of the Good Governance Group, and we're going to talk about the park deal and the 2,500 proposed homes. Our group has been attacked just ruthlessly over the last few months with full-page ads and attacks in letters to the editor that we're some sort of conspiracy. We're really just a group of citizens. We don't really have any formal membership. We invite speakers, and a different citizen takes each month and invites speakers, and we have every other meeting is either a speaker or just open discussion, and everyone's free to come and express any opinion they like. We don't shut anybody down. We only ask two things. They bring $1 that covers the admission, and you get your beverage, and you just show respect to each other.
That sounds just like the American Patriots in Sparks. Why are people attacking you? What kind of things are they saying?
They are saying we're basically trying to run the county, that we're trying to start some sort of cabal. We're most people in our group, though, we're open to anybody of any opinion, but because there's people in our group that have spoken against the RDA2 up at the lake and spoken against these 2,500 homes on other issues. But of course, all opinions are welcome. We don't limit anyone. And we don't take votes or positions on anything. So we simply discuss it, and it's a place for people to come and hear each other and learn from speakers and just get a chance to learn how to participate. A lot of people have gone from our group. We've been around for years, and they have run for commissioner. They've also just gotten more involved and gone to commissioner meetings and started doing a lot about what you talk about, which is to get involved. And that's really what we are.
Well, that no wonder they're, you know, putting out full page ads against you, because people who get into politics don't necessarily want public opinion. So you keep doing what you're doing. And if you're in the Minden area, check it out. It's going to be an evening meeting this time. What time again is it going to start?
6 p.m. at the COD Casino, and that's on Esmeralda and 4th.
All right. Well, I hope you have a way bigger turnout, and this is the time that people need to be talking, and I don't see how 2,500 new homes in Minden. I don't see it myself, but I love that small community and the whole Minden-Gardnerville area. Just, I really appreciate that atmosphere. So good luck. That's all I can say, James. But I thank you for letting me know that this organization is going on, because we need more. We need more. So good luck with your meeting tonight. And thanks for calling in this morning.
And thank you.
KKFT. Oh, loving this. Monday morning. This is what we do. We share, we get things off of our chest, but again, I want you to call at some point, 884-9910. Let me know what you're doing for Thanksgiving and what you're thankful for. And we live in such a beautiful area here in Northern Nevada. And if we just keep growing and growing and growing, then we're just going to destroy what we love about Northern Nevada. And so many people say that, well, if you're not growing, you're dying. No, there has to be something better than that. How about sustaining? How about getting the city, the county, and the state to stop giving money, your money, to organizations that aren't for the betterment of everybody? Okay, your tax dollars should not be going to fund this parade or, sorry kids, get this school band off to a different location for a parade. It should be going to the infrastructure of where you live, to the security of where you live, police, fire, city maintenance, sewers, the things that all of us, not going to necessarily participate in, but the effects. Okay, we're being affected by all of this stuff. Who made the decisions of where we, when we do budgets? Oh, well, we need to give some money to arts and humanities, and we need to give money to, no. If those things are wanted, if they're supported, the people who support them will support them. It doesn't have to be the rest of us. I already did my on a Monday morning. All right. I was trying to make it a happy Monday morning, but I think the song got a hold of me and we've made it a manic Monday now. American Patriots and Sparks got so big. Now there's one in Spanish Springs. This is what you do in your community. Get a group of your friends. Get a group of your neighbors. Just start talking. Come up with the ideas. Talk to your city and county and state officials and say, you know what? We need to stop spending money on all of this other stuff. And we need to spend it on our infrastructure, the things that affect everybody. And I just figured out what that noise was. Sorry about that. I'm going to take my bracelets off. I'm like, what is that noise? Where's that coming from? All right. Stick around. More of whatever you want to talk about at 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for whatever you want to talk about on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Thanks for being here.
The talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Oh, yeah. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk. But I do want to do one national study and one national story that I hate to relish in other people's dismay, heartache, bad fortune, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. But I have to tell you, I am loving this whole thing that after Colin Kaepernick's big deal, nobody's interested in him. Like, sorry. Yep. Nobody called after the big media circus that he did the other day with canceling the practice and moving it because he wanted his film crew there. You know, his documentary of his life is probably what he's doing. I'm sure it'll be a Netflix special or something like that so he can make money. Yeah. Out of all of the, because there was a few teams that went to his moved practice. Which is the whole thing. Nobody's called. Nobody's beaten down the door for him. Because I think they realized that with all the drama surrounding the scheduled practice, that if they go for him, it's just going to be more drama. And the NFL doesn't want it. They don't want all of his drama. We can't just play football anymore. You just, everybody's got to have a cause. Everybody's got to do their thing to get on TV. That's just sad. Just sad. So I got an email here from Tom. Tom, thank you so much. I enjoy your show. I enjoy the fact that you listen to the show, Tom. The hullabaloo over Russian interference in our election has got me thinking. Why shouldn't they try to promote whomever they please? I suppose it's because only Americans should participate in American elections. Well, that's the idea, Tom. If that is the reason, why isn't it equally bad for people from other states to try to influence our Nevada elections? That is a very good question. I think a simple solution would be to limit campaign donations to constituents of whatever election is being held. That would greatly reduce the amount of money needed to run for public office and the amount of time required to raise money instead of working on the jobs that they are elected to do. It might even attract more and better qualified people to run for public office. Tom, that is probably one of the most intelligent and well thought out emails I've received in a while. And it's what I've been saying all along. You should only be getting money in your state for your elections. None of this Steyer money from California. None of this Bloomberg money from New York. None of the Soros money. We've already got enough Soros money here. We do. Which, by the way, I sent out a tweet. If you follow me on Twitter, and I'm going to have to figure out a way to put this on Facebook too. There is, you could probably just search it too for yourself. I didn't even think about it until I saw Diamond and Silk put it out. Love those girls. You can get an entire list of the George Soros sponsored organizations. What organizations his money is going to. And don't be fooled, because a lot of people on the left have figured this out, that if they name their PAC or their organization American, patriotic, if they use those terms in the name, Americans for Progress. Not progressive Americans, Americans for Progress. There you go. You have to watch where this money is coming from. It's all about the money. That's why we say follow the money trail. If you have a candidate that all of a sudden, wow, they've got millions of dollars to spend and my candidate only has, you know, so many thousand. Well, then please get out and campaign as hard as you can for that person that only has the few thousand. Because that money is coming from those big donors who basically want to buy elections. Think about it. The bigger signs, the more TV ads. I'm with you, Tom. It's not really a fair election. I say cap it. You know, it doesn't go to the better man or woman wins anymore. People are so uninterested in our elections that they look for the flashier commercial. They go with the redundancy of the commercials. Oh, I saw those commercials for, you know, so-and-so, and they got those ideas out. And okay, I'll vote for that one. That's the only name I can remember at the ballot box. There you go. Don't go for the flashier candidate. Research people. Find the ones that are from your community who have been in your community. We had candidates running for mayor who just moved here, and then they decided to run for mayor. Who does that? We are the home of Fox News. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica Jay Show. Here's Fox. Sometime a little bit more information than you planned. Sorry about that. Hey, it's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk. What are you thinking about today? It's Monday. Get the week started. It is a very short week. Yay. Very short week. Just 3 days. Then we've got the turkey challenge. How much turkey can you eat in one sitting? That's right. And then go back for more. Do we have a sound effect for cranberry sauce? Nah, probably not. All right. 884-9910. What are you thankful for as we head into this just gorgeous? I'm trying to be optimistic because we've got a winter weather warning in effect for Thanksgiving. But I want to prepare you. I want to give you the ammunition that you need. So if you go to, in your little bar up here, thanksgiving.usafacts.org, they have put together a list of Thanksgiving table topics for you and information so you can start your Thanksgiving conversations on actual footing, you know, with some facts there. Oh, you can share it on social media too by using #tabletopics. So if you don't want to talk to your family about family matters, talk to each other, how about, you know, you've missed each other. They've got data here on USA Facts for border apprehensions, immigration, climate, active shooters, education, Medicare, opioids, military spending, and the middle class. So there is a topic for everybody around the table. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive. Let's go to education. 64% of eighth graders were below grade level reading proficiency in 2017. 64%. So when we look at Nevada's numbers being so bad, I guess it's not just us. Want to talk about opioids? Opioids are now responsible for more U.S. deaths than cars or guns. Don't see the Democrats so worried about fixing the opioid crisis. Where are they, by the way? Oh, that's right. They're still working on that sham impeachment hearing. So go to your USAfacts.org. Apprehensions at the southern border in 2019. 851,508 people. And if you talk to the Democrats, all law-abiding citizens that just are looking for a better life for themselves. When you think about Thanksgiving, yeah, you sit around your table and talk about how the Indians came to help the pilgrims and showed them what things to plant and how to survive the harsh winters. I mean, this was all fledgling. But in that whole process, we have learned to come about to rules, to laws. It's taken us a while. But we put these laws, ordinances, restrictions, we put these things in place for a better society. For a better America. And when you stop enforcing the laws, it's just mob rule. It's horrible. The way people think nowadays is just beyond me. Did you see the latest on Gavin Newsom? Now he's suing the Trump administration because the farmers need water. This is down in the San Joaquin Basin. So the president made it easier for the farmers to get the water to help the crops. But Newsom is suing because the environmentalists are mad because it's taking water away from the fish and the plants and the animals and... You know, I love animals with all my heart. I would never join PETA, of course, because they've got it all wrong. But seriously, we're at the top of the food chain for a reason. They call it survival of the fittest. And if that means we need our water for crops, then we need the water for crops. You're not just putting farmers out of work. You're taking food out of the mouths of people. Oh, wait. Could it be that Mr. Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, just wants to import more of that stuff at a greater cost to Californians? Again, it goes back to the money. I wonder what we would do in society if there was no such thing as money. I wonder how we would get along. Ugh, sounds a little socialist there. I'm sure we'd all find something that, you know, we put value in. I have more rocks than you, so, you know, well, you need to share your rocks with everybody else. I have more sticks than you. Well, you need to share your sticks with everybody else. I went out and collected these sticks. That doesn't matter. Interesting. All right. What do you have on your mind today? 884-9910. Going to have a couple of different guests at 11 o'clock today. One with some very surprising news. Very excited about this. I keep telling him he needs to be in politics. And then we're going to also have somebody from Frontiers of Freedom. Mm-hmm. George is with an educational institute whose mission it is to promote the principles of individual freedom, peace through strength, limited government, free enterprise, free markets, and traditional American values. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like something that, I'm going back to the 1700s for some reason. Something that was put together by those people we call our founding fathers. Love it. We're going to take a quick break here, and then I'm going to be back with hopefully some more answers, because actually, just lost my interview. But we'll be back. It's 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. You don't want to miss out. Frontiers of Freedom, coming up. 92.3 and 99.1. 884-9910, whatever you want to talk about on the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I know you're tired of this whole impeachment thing. Everybody is. Well, except the Democrats. They seem to be having a good time with the circus. But I want you, in case you missed it, I want you just to take this one piece, because this is all you need to point out the sham that is going on right now. Representative Mike Turner, Mr. Sondland, let's be clear. No one on this planet, not Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Mick Mulvaney, Mike Pompeo, no one told you aid was tied to political investigations. Is that correct? Gordon Sondland. That's correct. Representative Mike Turner. So you really have no testimony today that ties President Trump to a scheme to withhold aid from Ukraine in exchange for these investigations. Gordon Sondland. Yes. Other than my presumption. Millions of dollars being spent on these impeachment hearings. But the money, you know what? We're used to that. That's what they do. They flush our money down the toilet. It's just a big sucking sound from Washington, D.C. Congresspeople just don't have it together when it comes to the American people. And the money that I guess they've had for so many decades, just such an unlimited supply of your money, that they don't worry about that. The problem is they haven't gotten anything done. Imagine the things that they could have gotten done. They probably could have solved world hunger by now had they actually been working on something that made a difference. But no. And now Nancy Pelosi is saying, well, we might not, you know, pursue this. Oh, yeah. If she doesn't pursue it, then I think the Republicans should, because, yeah, we need this to go to trial in the Senate and start calling these Democrats out. No, that'd be more money. Another waste of your tax dollars. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Derek this morning. Hello, Derek.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, well, not all bad.
Good.
That. This impeachment, it could be just a whole big sham, and Trump is in on it. On the other hand, it may not be, but most of the majority of the people, these Sondland and Bug Eyes, what's his name, Schiff?
Well,
most of them are Jews. And what we've got here, we're witnessing a communist coup, as it were. And it's infighting between two factions of the communist party.
I don't see how Trump is a communist.
Well, he is bought and sold. The Jews own him. The Zionist Jews in Israel, they own him. That's what I'm seeing. That's all my research. That's what I'm seeing. Because okay. What we have is the New World Order and the Old World Order. And the New World Order wants to kill us off fast. And the Old World Order wants to do it slowly, and part of it through mass immigration to outbreed us, to get rid of the white people.
Well, you're not the first person that I've heard that come from. So,
well,
that I've thought about before.
Yeah, this is what history has shown us, and what's going on. We're seeing it. If people, you know, are really looking, but most people don't have eyes to see or ears to hear. We're in biblical times here.
Okay. Well, Derek, thank you so much for your call. And, you know, people are taking that to heart. I even saw that on History Channel or something the other day, that this is the time that they are describing in Revelations. But how many societies how many centuries have gone by that society has thought that? It's always the time you live in that is the end of times. I have to wonder. It's almost like the Democrats saying that life is going to be over in 10 years from the climate. We've just destroyed the climate so badly that everything's going to end in 10 years. Problem is, they've been saying that for the last 40 years. We're going to run out of oil. We're going to run out of natural resources. The sun is going to kill us. The list goes on and on and on. I guess they would call me a climate denier, because I actually go to places that have scientific facts. I mean, real scientific facts. People that actually know what the weather does. But you know what? It's not just that. It's history as well. You have to be a historian of weather facts. Because if you were, from even the time that they started recording everything, you will know that this keeps going on. It just keeps, just like the world keeps turning, the earth keeps turning, the weather keeps changing, just like it is now. You know, if it's too cold, oh, that's because of climate change. If it's too hot, oh, that's because of climate change. You can't have it both ways. One place may be losing ice, but let me tell you, another place is gaining ice. Again, it's just back to the sense of control. The whole thing is going to cost trillions of dollars. And where are those dollars coming from? Your pocket. Do you know what it takes to create the batteries for electric cars? Need to start doing some research on your own, people, because when we tell you what it is, you don't believe it. We'll be back after this Fox News report.